you talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Over the top comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. Now that's when our faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them run. And the God of the good time is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
As y'all look for the book of Habakkuk, I heard a preacher that told his congregation, said next Sunday, he said, we're going to be preaching on the subject of lying, not to lie. And he told him, he said, and I'll go ahead and give you, he said, if you will, to those of you that will, he said, if you'll go ahead and just read Mark chapter number 17, he said, just read Mark chapter 17, and he said, we're going to be preaching from there, and he said, going to be preaching online. So he said, next Sunday morning, he got up, and he said, you know, told him what it means. He said, I won't know. He said, if you read Mark 17, raise your hand. And he said, about 95% of them raise their hand. Well, there ain't no but 16 chapters in the book of Mark. He said, we're going to preach online this morning. But we're not going to preach on that this morning, but I tell you, we are going to look here this morning, and we're going to preach on this thought, living by conviction. Living by conviction. Habakkuk chapter number 2 and verse number 4, it says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God, and we ask you to help us today that we might be an able minister of the word of God. Speak to us, I pray, and just help us that we might, Father, speak your word as it pleases you, and that folks might be helped, I pray, and encouraged this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. It says here that, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Can I tell you this morning, there's a lot of folks where it says, his soul, which is lifted up in him, is not upright. There's a lot of folks that are lifted up today with this thing called pride. It's what kind of controls their life. They've got all of the answers. When folks say, well, preacher, you think you got all that? No, I ain't really got none of them. Amen. I just try to listen to what God says.
Amen.
I mean, to try to listen to what the Word of God says and what God proclaims. And he says here that there are those that are lifted up with pride, and buddy, they can set you and me and everybody else around them straight. But he says that the just shall live by faith. Amen. To live by faith. It's what we believe that controls our life. Because in truth, amen, and the first point here really is, a man or a woman lives by what they truly believe. By what they truly believe. Amen. If we believe something, amen, it has an effect upon us one way or another. If we believe that tire's going to blow on the car before we can get to town, we probably ain't going to drive the car to town. We're going to do something different. We're going to put another one on before we go. Things that we believe, it just changes the way that we live. Yeah. Now, stable, grounded people don't live by opinion, but they live by conviction. Not by opinion, because you know what opinions do? They change. Amen. If you don't believe that, you can just look at where we are today and just think back to 20 years ago and 40 years and 60 and see how folks believe that truth has changed. But you know what truth don't do? It does not change.
Amen.
Truth does not change. Men's perception and their view of truth can change, and their opinion of truth can change, but truth itself does not change. I mean, the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not change. And so there are many today that live by opinions, and they can change in a moment's notice of which direction that they're going to go depending on, amen, which way the winds are blowing. Amen. Especially the winds of popular opinion. You know, we've heard this old saying about the majority rules. And amen. And majority rules in a lot of cases. But let me tell you something. Just because majority might rule don't mean it's always right.
Amen.
Amen. Elijah, he challenged the prophets of Baal. I believe he stood. It was just him. But amen, we find out who was right. Amen. And matter of fact, it tells us in the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter number 18. 1 Kings chapter number 18 and verse number 21. Elijah here, he said in verse 21, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word." You know, it seems like today that we find in our world that we live in, we find that many people want to have two opinions. They want to take and on some terms and some grounds, quote scripture and live by and say that they believe in God, but then in other areas, amen, they take a totally different direction. They turn and go totally contrary to the Word of God. On one hand, amen, it would seem like their hearts are with God, but on the other hand, you wonder how could they be this way at one time and this way another. And here Elijah is saying, listen, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? You trying to serve God and you trying to serve Baal. You can't do both. And so he said, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? What do you believe? What do you really believe? Do you really believe that God is who he said he was? If he is, Elijah said, serve God. But amen, if you think Baal is a true God, why don't you just go follow Baal? But it said they did not answer him a word. There's stability in truth. We see the parable of the man that built his house on the rock. Because see, here's the thing about what we know about what's going to happen. Storms are coming. Troubles are coming. The waves and the wind that beat upon the house. The one that was built on the sand, it didn't stand. It was not founded upon the rock, the truth of the Word of God. It failed, but the house that was built upon the rock, it stood. It was stable. It was grounded. And amen, this morning we need to be grounded in the very Word of God. We need to know, amen, who God is. And faith produces a strong foundation. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith. He said this is what faith does. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Abraham, when he stood and he looked out toward all those well-watered plains, and Lot chose to go toward Sodom and he chose everything that looked good, Abraham knew that what he was looking for, that wasn't it. That wasn't the promise. He wasn't dependent upon that. He was dependent upon what God had made, the promise that God had made him. He was looking for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker was God. Too many times we get distracted by the things of this world, the temporary things, and they have an allure to man and they draw us away. But amen, God help us that we be rooted and grounded in the faith and in the very Word of God. Because, amen, what we believe is going to shape our decisions, our direction, and our destiny. The things that we truly believe. It tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 23. Proverbs 23 and verse number 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Now then, what he's telling us here is in this verse, he's telling you to eat and drink. He's telling you to come on. But he said his heart's not with you. Because see, it's in his heart is what he really is and what he's really made of, what he really believes. And he said his heart's not with you. He's telling you one thing, but it's not out of a good heart. It's not because he agrees with you. He's looking to gain some kind of advantage maybe. But his heart is not with you. And so no matter what men may say, amen, it is as he thinketh in his heart, so is it. Listen, the Bible says, you know, it's from the abundant, the heart. Amen, that's where the issues of life flow out from the heart. Those things that we truly believe. And so we see, he says, that it's not what men say they believe, but we can watch and over time we can see what they really believe. Because see, here's the thing about the enemy. You know what the old devil, the old enemy, what is it that he fears? The enemy does not really fear our arguments. Our debates and those kind of things. Now there's a time and a place to debate and to reason with folks about things, but the enemy does not fear our debates, our arguments. In the book of 1 John in chapter number 5, in verse number 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Well, the enemy really is scared of, what he's concerned about is our faith. Those things that we really believe. When we believe something, because that changes our life. We can debate a truth and yet never be changed by that truth. We can look into it and we can do all the debate, but once we believe it, when we really believe something, it changes us. When we really believe something, then it changes us, and it changes how we do. So a man lives by what he believes, but secondly, endless debating can produce paralysis. Listen, and here's what I know about debating. And now when I say endless debating can produce spiritual paralysis, let's read in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. We've mentioned this before. Some folks, they sit around, you know what they do? They sit around trying to figure out a question to ask you. They figure there ain't no way you can answer. And listen, and here's the thing. That's possible. They might ask one of us a question, you know, that we can't provide a good answer to. Now, they tried that to Jesus, and it didn't work. I mean, they tried it with him. They come up with all kinds of scenarios about, you know, well, we're going to ask him this because we're going to catch him right here. Amen. Lawful to pay tribute to Caesar. Well, bring me a coin. Whose side's on there? Well, it's Caesar's. Well, you give to Caesar what belongs to him. You give to God what belongs to him.
Amen.
And God help us. But there are many foolish and ignorant questions, and they're created just to generate strife. And I tell you what, debate will do. Debate will create a lot of noise. But you know what faith will do? Faith can create some movement. You know, we can debate and not ever have to do anything. We can just debate. I mentioned about the producing paralysis sometimes. You know who we debate with probably the most?
Ourselves.
There you go. And so we can debate and figure and talk and come up with this long, but we never act on what we really believe. We just debate with ourselves about it, and it keeps us occupied and it keeps us busy, and therefore we don't ever really step out in faith and go do what we believe it is that God wants us to do. And so we're, in a sense, we're just paralyzed. We're just froze. We're stuck in time just debating. And so we can debate because it leaves us there in a place. Now, some folks just like to argue just to hear themselves talk. Now, that's just the truth. That's the way it is in life. And God help us. Some folks has got a lot of arguments, but they ain't got much truth. They got a lot of arguments, but not much truth. And so, if the devil could keep us just stuck in discussion and never stepping out in obedience, if we just in the discussion mode, and God help us, because see, that's where I find myself a lot of times. And I'm talking about just with myself. I'm in a lot of discussion mode going on in there. But amen, God help us to act on what we believe and step out in faith and obey God. And obey God. Because many times the debate that goes on, whether it be with ourselves or with others, the debate, many times, what it really does is just keep us from acting on the things that God has already told us to do. Leaves us stuck in that, paralyzed. Because see, here's the thing about men and God's help in this world. I mean, if we're honest, how many of us like to feel like we lost an argument? We don't want to feel like we lost an argument. That's why sometimes, you know, we want to get in that, what we call that last word, because sometimes we think whoever gets in the last word, and you know, that just because it's the last word, it must be the winning word. But see, here's the thing about it in life. We can win the argument. Men can win the argument and still lose their soul.
Amen.
They can win the argument and still lose their soul. Men can be right in their head and wrong in their heart.
Amen.
And see, God help us, there's a lot of that that's in this world today. Because see, there's a lot of men, they're not ignorant. They're well learned. They're educated. Men and women, they know a lot of things in their heart, but they've got them confused in their head, but they've got them confused in their heart. And they try to make them into things that are not because of what they believe. And a lot of times it's because of what they want to believe. Because if they believe God, if they trust God, then a lot of things has got to change. Because listen, when we truly believe what God says, things must change. James chapter 1 in verse 22, it tells us something which leads us to the third thing here. Faith that acts is faith that is alive. Faith that acts is a faith that is alive. And James 1 and 22 tells us to be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, Because if we are, it says that we can deceive who? Our own selves. If we are hearers of the word but not doers, we can deceive our own selves. Faith should become real because of obedience. Amen. We should obey the things that God has called us to do. Because, amen, I believe that in Scripture, and I said, I know there is a time and a place for debating and those kind of things, but, amen, the Bible tells, you know, God blesses those that believe. Not the debater, but the believer. And amen, God help us to believe, to trust God's word. Man, I read it not very long back, and I've heard different people quote it, but I can't remember who said it, who gets credit for the original quote. But he said something to the effect that one day somebody's going to come, somebody's just going to come, and they're going to pick up this book, and they're going to just read it, and they're going to just simply believe it, and they're going to put us all to shame. Why? Because, amen, they act upon the word of God, what God says. And faith is proven not in our conversation. That's not where we prove our faith. It's easy to talk about having faith. It's easy to converse about faith and say, I have faith. But our faith is proven in our commitment. Because our faith drives us and calls us and changes us, amen, and brings us into conformity to the very image of Christ when we believe what God says. The world, and we all know this, the world can be swept away and changed by just the tide of opinions. As opinions change and it comes in and it goes out, and if we are grounded and settled in the Word of God, then we're not changed by every wind that blows. Because we know what God says. There are things that they try to even to distort the Word of God. I mean, they'll say some things that are absolutely true, but then they take them out of context. And they try to make everybody else feel bad. Amen. But God has told us to, amen, believe the Word of God. Not parts of it, but all of it. To take it all. And what changes the world, what changes people and have changed the world is men and women that have acted in faith. Listen, we won't go for the sake of time, but you can go and read Hebrews chapter number 11. And there were some men and women in there that some of them died because of their faith. But I tell you what they did, I believe they, when we look and we see, they made a difference. They made a difference. And God help us that we might make a difference. Because what we need in this day and hour that we live, we don't need argument. We need more alignment. Alignment with the Word of God. We don't need more information. We just need to act on what we already know. I mean, God has given us what we need. We go around like we're looking for some new thing. We don't need a new thing. We just need to, act and put in motion the faith that we have in God and in His Word. And so I'll ask this morning, just as you consider and we think about our lives and where we are, what is it that we really believe? Do we believe God? Do we believe the Word of God? Do we believe the Bible from cover to cover? Is that what directs our hearts, our lives? Is that what moves us? Is the very Word of God? It should be. God help us this morning that, amen, we put our faith and our beliefs into action. Amen. Will you stand with us this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. While we wait, if you have a need, if you have a prayer need, if you need prayer, whatever the cause, whatever the reason, this morning we want to give you an opportunity to come and pray while we wait just a minute this morning.